The third day. Alex slept well for many hours. And the next morning, Marta put a big breakfast on the table. Alex ate hungrily, and Marta talked. "What's happening to this country?" she said. "I don't know. I didn't like the old president. He was old and stupid. There's never much food in the shops. When did I last eat some good meat?" she said angrily. "I work every day. And what do I get? Nothing."
"What do you think about the new president, then?" Alex asked.
"Oh, he's worse. He's a younger man, and he's not stupid, but he's more dangerous. He's very friendly with the police and the army, and he's putting a lot of people in prison. That's not good for the country. We want more food, not more prisoners."
Just then, they heard somebody at the door.
"Quick," Marta said.
"Upstairs.
Hide under the bed."
Alex ran upstairs and hid.
3 minutes later, Marta came quickly upstairs. Her face was very angry.
"That was my friend George from the house down the road. Somebody saw you at the window this morning. It was that woman from the post office. The police give her money, and she tells them all the secrets of the village. Everybody hates her."
"The police always have a friend in every village," Alex said sadly. "Marta, I'm going now. At once. The police are going to be here soon, and..."
"Ha!" Marta said angrily. "I'm not afraid of the police or their questions. Alex Denon? Who's he? Is he somebody on television?"
Alex smiled.
"You're a wonderful woman, Marta," he said. "Goodbye, and thank you."
Marta looked at Alex, and her old face was suddenly unhappy.
"Good luck, boy," she said.
Alex left the house quickly. He went through Marta's back garden and out into the fields again. He felt better after the night in Marta's house. He thought about Marta and smiled.
Boy! He was 33 years old and a dangerous murderer. But to Marta, he was only a tired and hungry boy.
At 8 o'clock in the morning of the third day, the telephone rang on Felix's desk. Felix listened, then put the phone down quickly.
"Adam!" he shouted. "We've got him! He's in a village up north. In an old woman's house. Come on! Let's go!"
The big police car was fast, and the kilometres went quickly. Adam was tired and wanted to sleep, but Felix wanted to talk.
"I saw the chief again last night," he said. "She's getting angry. I was in her office, and the president phoned her. They want Dinon badly, dead or alive. Why do they want him dead?"
"I don't know," Adam said. "Let's find him first."
In Marta's village, a policeman stood at the door of her house.
"We looked all through the house, and there's nobody in there," he said. "Only Marta, the old woman. And she's not talking."
Felix, Adam, and the policeman went into the house.
"Hello," Marta said. "More policemen? What an exciting day."
"Listen to the inspector,"
Adam said angrily.
"He wants to ask you some questions."
Felix sat down and smiled at Marta.
"Now, Marta," he said, "somebody saw a young man in your house yesterday. Who was he, Marta? And where did he go?"
"He was my sister's youngest son," Marta said happily. "He's a very nice boy."
The policeman whispered in Felix's ear.
Felix looked sadly at Marta. "Your sister and all her family live in Australia, Marta. Who was the man in your house?"
"Oh, dear," Marta said. "I'm an old woman, you know. 72 last month. I forget things very easily." "In Australia, did you say?"
Felix asked question after question, but Marta told him nothing. Sometimes the young man in her house was her sister's son. Sometimes he was the young doctor from the next village. But he was never Alex Dinon, the president's murderer. Adam got very angry and whispered to Felix.
"Can I ask the questions?"
"No," Felix said. He did not like Adam's questions. He stood up and moved to the door. But Marta now wanted to ask him a question.
"And why do you work for the police, young man?" "The police always put the wrong people in prison, you know."
"Marta," Felix said tiredly, "Alex Dinon is a murderer. He murdered..."
"Oh, I know that," Marta said. "The newspapers said that. But newspapers and the television never tell us the true story. Alex Dinon isn't a murderer. He's a nice young man."
"A nice young man?"
Felix said quickly.
"How do you know that?" "He's got a nice face, that's why. I saw his picture on the television.
I'm an old woman, and I can read people's faces.
So who did murder the president, then? Felix asked.
I don't know, Marta said. You're the policeman. You go and find the murderer. But I can tell you one thing. You can begin with the new president. He's got a murderer's face.
Adam said angrily,
That's dangerous talk.
Marta laughed, and Felix opened the door.
Let's go, Adam, he said quietly.
Out in the road, Adam said,
Stupid old woman.
Yes, Felix said. Perhaps she was, and perhaps she wasn't.